Our experts are on hand with checks, advice and fitting. So pop into your local store or shop online and say yes to summer at Halfords. Subject to availability, see halfords.com for full T's and C's.
Summer's heating up with People's Postcode Lottery, because in our June draws, you could win a share of £17.8 million. Could a big summertime win land in your postcode? Sign up before midnight on the 31st of May and find out. A share of £17.8 million could be yours, but only if your door is in the draw. People's Postcode Lottery, managed lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
Scottish Power has just been ranked top large energy supplier in the UK for customer service by Citizens Advice for the third quarter running. But we're not slowing down, and neither is this butterfly. We're continuing to put in the miles to make sure our customer service keeps getting even better. Run over to scottishpower.co.uk today to find out more.
Whew. Ranked top from April to December 2024 excludes Northern Ireland. Ofgem defines large energy suppliers as those with a market share of at least 5% in either gas or electricity.
Hi there. I'm off this week. Apparently we're more productive at work after a good holiday. So I'm counting this Caribbean rum distillery tour as professional development. Yours, Colin.
Take your holiday as seriously as British Airways Holidays take your holiday. Atoll protected.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 6, police have given an update on how a car was able to be driven into crowds in Liverpool last night. Jenny Sims is Merseyside Police's Assistant Chief Constable.
It is believed the driver of the Ford Galaxy car involved was able to follow an ambulance onto Water Street after the roadblock was temporarily lifted so that the ambulance crew could attend to a member of the public who was having a suspected heart attack.
11 people are still in hospital in a stable condition after it happened at Liverpool's Premier League trophy parade. A man is being questioned on suspicion of attempted murder and drug driving. A van driver has been jailed for 12 years after running down a three-year-old girl who was visiting Manchester with her parents. A court heard how 36-year-old Raul Riemann had taken at least 20 lines of cocaine before it happened in February. The King's warned Canada is facing a critical moment with the world a more dangerous place. Charles has opened the country's parliament at a time when Donald Trump's threatened to make Canada part of the US. And Adidas is the latest company to be hit by a cyber attack. The company says some contact information has been stolen, but not payment details.
Sport.
Britain's Cameron Norrie has pulled off a surprise opening round win at the French Open tennis. He's knocked out 11th seed Daniil Medvedev. England bowler Gus Atkinson has been ruled out of the upcoming one-day international cricket series against the West Indies with a hamstring injury. No replacement will be called up to the squad with the first ODI on Thursday at Edgbaston. And England rugby union prop Dan Cole is to retire at the end of the season. The 38-year-old has won 118 caps for his country and featured on two Lions tours.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right parts for your vehicle by entering your reg.
Heavy rain and thunder clearing for most overnight with a low of 4 degrees. Some sunny spells and showers tomorrow. Windy in the south with a high of 22. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Sinta Templeton.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Clock off with Johnny Bourne's 4 till 7 thang.
Thank you very much indeed, Dr. Sinha Templeton there with the news. Tuesday, May 27th, 3 minutes past 6 o'clock. Well, coming up to 4 minutes past. Let's find out what's happening in the third and final hour of today's Tuesday. Start the week spectacular. Well, first up, sounds like the name of a really good Len Dayton book. You'd find it at an airport, but guess what's been revealed? If it ain't the chickpea protocol.
No.
Yeah, the chickpea protocol. Sounds like a sort of vegan thriller.
It does.
Which actually, it turns out it is. Talking of vegan thrillers, I've got dinner party chit chat. The house is buzzing tonight. Why is it buzzing? Because I've got insect news.
Okay.
And I've got TJ's Terrific Tuesday topical top 10. It's the top 10 that's always terrifically topical on a Tuesday. We're going to be playing our cards right tonight. Our library cards.
Oh.
Yeah? Mm. Yeah? Mm. That's coming up as well. This is Kathleen. It's Catfish and the Bottom Men. Ladies and gentlemen, relax back and go. This will take from here.
Radio X.
Sometimes I find
Roses, Made of Stone on Radio X. God, I love that tune. Do they ever perform again?
I don't know, I doubt it.
I think that's it now.
Yeah, I think what we saw was the end of it.
Yeah.
What do you think, they just can't be arsed?
Yeah.
Is that it? They just can't
be arsed? I reckon, yeah.
That's quite in the spirit of
it. All you need is one of them to not be arsed.
Yeah, that's it. You're absolutely right. Yeah. So moving at the end of the gigs, though, when they all joined hands and did that thing where they approached the stage, even though it turns out afterwards they didn't really mean it. At least they gave us a show of friendship.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, TJ's Terrifically Topical Tuesday Top 10! The Fenland Citizen.
The what?
It's a newspaper. It's finally released the hotly anticipated Cambridgeshire Library's Most Borrowed Books of 2024. Cambridgeshire's currently serving 33 county council-run libraries, 12 community libraries, 3 mobile libraries, which visit 100 communities and villages each month. My God, when the mobile library used to go into the village I sadly had to move to, ripped as I was from our North London home to go and enjoy village life. Mm. I hated it. I mean, I absolutely hated it. But when that mobile library swung in every Tuesday, it reminded me of just how much I hated it.
Do you think in the future there'll be like mobile Netflix for small towns? You just go in and like watch a film on the truck.
I doubt it, Gaff. I doubt it very much. Okay, here we go. For people who haven't got like connection or own?
Yeah, exactly.
You just go there and download it. Okay, get this. I've got the top 10 most borrowed books of 2024.
Ooh.
Spin the coin.
Heads or tails?
Heads.
Let's have a look. It is heads.
Oh, good.
Okay, here we go. Do you want to go first or second?
I'll go first, please.
Okay, let's go. Don't look.
I'm not looking at
you. No, because you quite need big eye it sometimes. Okay, here we go.
Big eye.
Big eye it.
No, you do. You sort of big eye it, don't you? First up, Elmer and the Race by David McKee. Oh, I love Elmer books. Elmer and the Race, but do you think Elmer and the Tune, same author, is higher or lower?
Can I have some context? What are these
the
books?
Most borrowed books of 2024. There's your context.
Is it kids' books?
That sounds like a kids' book to me.
The most borrowed books of 2024.
The first one was The Race, the second one was what?
Yeah.
The Tune.
Oh, I think The Tune was lower.
Tune's higher.
Come on.
You just don't know your way around Elmer, do you?
No.
You haven't got a clue.
Oh, is it That Funny Elephant?
Yes.
Oh.
Turns lots of colours and stuff. He's brilliant.
Yeah.
Right, with Elmer and the Tune. They're such
He's
lovely.
Brilliant.
No, they're such great books.
I'm sure they
really are. Elmer's really kind.
I'm sure.
And really cares. You want it when Elmer learns to dance. Then he goes back.
Aww.
He can dance. And everyone dances with Elmer. Okay, ready?
Right.
That's Elmer and the Tune. So, with Elmer and the Tune, but is Lost and Found by Oliver Jeffers higher or lower? Or do you want some context?
Lost and Found is higher.
Lost and Found's lower, Gav. I'm afraid we're back.
Back with Sons.
Yeah, The Scarlet Woman.
Hi.
Hiya. Okay, we're with Lost and Found by Oliver Jeffers.
Okay.
But do you think Drew's Fab Jab by Greg Hodder higher or lower? Can I have some context?
I'm just going to assume they're all kids' books.
No, they're not at all.
They're not.
It's a completely wrong presumption. So do what you like.
Oh, okay. What was it again?
Drew's Fab Jab.
Thanks, Kev.
Have you read it?
No, never heard of it. It sounds like a kids' book.
That's, doesn't it?
Does.
Drew's Fab Jab.
I'm going to go lower.
It is low, well, nonsense. We're with Drew's Fab Jab.
Okay.
But do you think Diary of a Wimpy Kid, Wrecking Ball, by Jeff Kinney, higher or lower?
I've heard of that one. Higher.
Do you want some context? Right, we're with Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Is that correct, by the
way? Yeah, of course it is.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Wrecking Ball by Jeff Kinney. But do you think the Thursday... No. Do you think I Really, Really Need a Wee is by Carl Newson? That's a thriller, incidentally.
Yeah, it sounds like
yeah.
Do you want some context?
You sound really whiny when you say
that. No, you sound really whiny. Going, just give me some context. These are books lent out by Cambridge's libraries. The top 10 most borrowed books of 2024 in Cambridgeshire libraries. But is I Really, Really Need a Wee?
Right.
By Carl Newson.
Right.
Is it higher than Diary of a Wimpy Kid?
Lower.
It's higher. I guess more kids really, really need a wee. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, we're with I Really, Really Need a Wee.
Yeah.
By Carl Newson, Gav. Mm-hmm. But do you think The Thursday Murder Club by Richard Osman is higher or lower?
Ooh, Osman. He's a powerhouse in the children's books.
He's a know-all.
Yes. Yeah.
You're right, Noel.
I'm going to go
know-all.
Osman's is higher.
Okay. It's lower.
Is it? Okay.
We're with The Thursday Murder Club by Richard Osman.
I've read on this list.
Right.
We're with The Thursday Murder Club. Are they any good, incidentally?
They're really easy to read.
Are they?
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of book clubs do them, don't they?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
He's just earning so much, or every twist and turn. And also, he looks like he doesn't have fun spending it. That's what really gets me about him.
Right.
He's like Richard Osman, he looks like that's great because, you know, he can ignore that money and just carry on making more elsewhere, yeah. You know?
So just a bit of extra.
No, he doesn't look like he's sort of thinking, great, that means I can get that penthouse suite at that hotel and fill it with dancers.
What? Well, like river dance?
Yes, exactly like that. I'd buy myself a good old-fashioned leg show.
Yeah.
So we're with The Thursday Murder Club by Richard Osman. But do you think The Bullet That Missed, also by Richard Osman, is higher or lower?
Oh, that's, I think, is the last one. I'm going to say lower.
It's higher.
Is it?
Okay, Gav, we're with you. Are you ready?
Yeah.
We're with The Bullet That Missed by
Richard Osman.
But do you think Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, the very first Harry Potter book, higher or lower?
It's got to be higher.
It is higher. Well done. Do you know what, if you really want to earn a lot of money? Sorry, it's lower. It's lower.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry.
What?
I wanted it to be higher.
Someone's beating Harry Potter.
Yeah.
It must be rich as Christ.
I just remembered it's only last year, isn't it? So it's only of course. That 12 months.
Yeah, whereas the other one's been 30 years.
Yeah.
But what is it would be a great way to earn some money?
Mm-hmm.
Is you don't people don't realise this, but I do because I'm a rare book collector.
Mm-hmm.
That it didn't sell well at first. So a lot of the early copies of Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, do you know where they were sent?
Where?
Australia.
Where
to Australian libraries.
Wow.
That means if you go round the outback in Australia.
Yeah.
Or quiet Australian towns.
Find yourself a first edition.
Chances are you'll find yourself a first. They're worth about 25 grand.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not saying that's why you should go to Australia, but the idea of going there.
If you're there already.
Yeah, if you're headed there already, have a good look around. Yeah. You do see any in any antique shops, because the Australians won't know.
Mm.
They wouldn't have a clue. Remember, they haven't got that learning there. They haven't. Okay.
Okay, where are we?
With Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone by J.K. Rowling. But is the Queen's Knickers higher by Nicholas Allen, higher or lower than the Philosopher's Stone?
Higher.
It is higher. Well done, since the two of you, I think one correct was all you managed.
Yeah, I got all of mine wrong.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, you did. You did.
Yeah.
This is Blossoms, The Honeymoon. That's the Fenland Citizen we thank for releasing that hotly anticipated Cambridgeshire Libraries list. Thank you very much. Maybe that's why I'm distant, because my dad worked away. Some self-reflection, some things to contemplate. My confidence is fading, I think I've lost my power. You look better than ever, I could watch you for hours. Couple I have seen, they laughed and drank champagne at 8:30 in the morning, and it made me feel quite sick. Could not be genuine, and just like that, I am Subs, The Honeymoon. I don't know why a lot of their tunes just would sit nice in a sort of 80s building society act.
Definitely.
Like this one, do you know what I mean? You can see everyone plumping down on their new sofa for the first time.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Maybe even using a cash point.
Sure.
That's a brand, one of those newfangled cash points.
You're right. It would work beautifully.
Someone getting up on a Sunday morning using a cash point. That's a cash point. Let's adopt this week's pet town. Last week we adopted High Wycombe, our home to the Grade 2 listed Disraeli monument. I'll have us any Grade 2. It's nice. A lot of monuments you'd have thought would be Grade 1, not this one. Mm. That means, it's, you know, they don't mind if you mess, you can alter it a bit.
You can put an attic on it, I think.
You can certainly put a hat.
Sure.
And a hat. If you nominate your town, it can end up being adopted by us for the week. You feature the Pet Town quiz, be examined by Harry in Peyton Town Red. We might even speak to you on a Friday. Let's fire up Leicester location emitting system. West Bromwich.
West Bromwich?
I don't know.
Did you say West Bromwich?
Have we never been to West
Bromwich? We must have been to West Brom before.
You have never West been there.
What?
We've never West been there.
Wow. You have never West been Bromwich.
Someone
there.
Had a big bank holiday weekend.
Wow. Yeah. Yes.
Bank holiday West Bromwich. Okay, fair enough. I can't argue with that.
We need to turn them off and turn them on again, Vince.
Yeah. Switch it off.
He's been at the WD-40.
That's it. He's been at the WD-40, really. Certainly has. Let's have a tune before he speaks again. No!
What?
Let's not have a tune.
Okay.
Let's have a break.
Okay.
Then we're going to come back. Mm. When we come back, we've got... Hey, what's that buzz? Could be insect-related dinner party chit-chat.
Johnny Vaughan.
With Thatcher's Haze. Naturally cloudy. Thanks to the Jonagold Apple.
Radio X.
At the coast, one call could save lives.
Coast Guard.
In an emergency, call 999 and ask for the Coast Guard.
Hello. I'm currently out of office. An article I read recently said we're more relaxed and more productive after a good break. So, I've gone to Barbados for a month for science. Yours, Toby.
Take your holiday as seriously as British Airways holidays take your holiday. Atoll protected.
Hey, Harry.
Hello, mate.
Got any tips?
Your best bet is to head to BetVictor.
Why's that?
They've got more features than you can shake a stick at. They've got cash out. They've got in-play football, racing, tennis, all your favourite sports. They've got the best odds guaranteed on racing. And then there's the Bet Builder. And, of course, you've got the lucky dip. Blimey, dip! I've got to go, fella. It's Nacho Night at Casa Rednap. And holy moly, I forgot the guacamole. Ay, carumba.
Listen to Harry and make your best bet at BetVictor. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. Gamblerware.org.
Are you tired of asking the big questions like, what's the meaning of life? Does God even exist? And how much swearing can you fit into a West End musical? You're in luck. The Book of Mormon has the answers. Well, to one of them at least. See the show that the Daily Mail calls outrageously profane with a beautiful heart. The Book of Mormon might not answer all of life's great questions, but it's the funniest, most outrageous show to ever hit the West End. Tickets on sale now at thebookofmormonmusical.com.
Screwfix Sprint delivers from store to door in as little as 20 minutes. So don't get stuck behind a sea of brake lights that grinds your day to a halt. Why waste your time when we can zip to you and you can stay on your job? Screwfix Sprint cuts through the congestion to get you what you need fast. More time working, less traffic frustration. Screwfix Sprint, delivering in as little as 20 minutes. Just $4.99 and only on the app. Conditions and geographical restrictions apply. Selected products.
I'm always up before the birds and the kids. Good thing Costa Express is always up too. Early starts are easier with great coffee. And if I grab one for Bob, I might even get some decent company.
Large cappuccino for the bloke who's half asleep.
Oh, you legend. Now that's a proper coffee.
Should kick in just in time for you to remember which end of the screwdriver to use.
Mmm.
Costa Express. Quality coffee every time.
Tonight's Euro Millions jackpot will have you dancing like nobody's watching. Yeah, baby. Just make sure nobody is watching. Get in tonight's Euro Millions draw. Play on app or buy in your nearest store.
Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Radio X.
Kick off with the Chris Moyles Show tomorrow morning from 6:30.
What we like to do is entertain you in the morning. So tomorrow morning when you tune into the Chris Moyles Show, we have three brilliant guests. The Karate Kid himself, Ralph Macchio. The living legend that is Mr. Jackie Chan. And Psychic Simon from Alan Partridge, Tim Key. Pick the odd one out there. Join us tomorrow morning on the Chris Moyles Show.
Check the latest travel info at radiox.co.uk.
Radio X.
Today's another busy one in the Thing household. Mum's mowing the lawn. Dad's cooking tea. Ash is upstairs spinning tunes. And the twins are on a mission. Luckily, the Things are beating the price cap with a cheaper fixed tariff from British Gas. So, the twins can keep making sure the galaxy stays safe. Search British Gas Tariffs. British Gas. Taking care of things. Eligibility and T's and C's apply. To verify, visit britishgas.co.uk/verify.
Johnny Vaughan.
Radio X.
Color in your cheeks. Do you ever get that feel that you can't shift the tide that sticks around like summits in your teeth? Are there some aces up your sleeve? Have you no idea that you're in deep? I dreamt about you nearly every night this week. How many secrets can you keep? Cause there's this tune I found that makes me think of you somehow, and I play it on repeat until I fall asleep, spilling drinks on my settee. Do I wanna know if this feeling flows both ways? Started hoping that you'd stay. Saying things that you can't say tomorrow day. Crawling back to you. Never thought I'd call and run. You're out of view. Cause I always knew. Maybe I'm too busy being lost to fall for somebody new. Now I'm falling through. Crawling back to you. So have you got the goods? Been wondering if your heart's still open, and if so, I wanna know what time it should. Simmer down and poker up. I'm sorry to interrupt, it's just I'm constantly on the cusp. I've tried and to kiss you, but I don't know if you the same as I do, but we could be together if you wanted to. I wanna know if this feeling flows both ways. We started hoping that you'd stay. Being lost to fall for somebody new.
Arctic Monkeys, do I want to know? Ladies and gentlemen, it's all I feel the need for.
What?
Dinner party chit-chat. Hey, what's the buzz?
Lovely.
It's lovely.
Oh, lovely.
Why do you say it like that? Why you go, lovely?
Because it's all, you've done it lovely in here.
I've done it lovely, haven't I?
And it all smells delicious.
Neil, come in, Shirley.
Thank you.
Coming in, Shirl. Come on.
Oh, lovely.
Hey, is that a new scooter, Neil? It's really nice.
Yeah, I like it, yeah.
It's got a dot, it's flags.
Have you still got that first Vespa you used to have?
Well, I've got it, but it don't work anymore.
No, it's not running.
No, it ain't running. I've got it on my wall.
I want to get it running by September.
Running.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, dinner party chit chat. Ants.
Oh.
Start us off here. I've got an insect trio for you.
Okay, cool.
I've got great news.
Mm-hmm.
This is amazing. This is a real result.
Right.
Actually, no. I'm going to save that till last.
Go on then.
Because that's a real result.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm going to do it now. Get this. The oldest ant fossil ever has been discovered.
Hold on. Ants are pretty old.
Yeah.
Ants are really old.
Well, this one's 113 million years old.
Whoa, how do they know?
The remarkably well-preserved hell ant.
Oh,
hell ant?
Yes.
Great. Come on now.
Was found in limestone in Brazil. Scientists said it was a member of an extinct group.
Oh, man. I was really hoping they were still around.
Mm. No, there's...
hell ants.
It's an extinct group. But in this way, you'd recognise them.
Really?
Mm.
Yeah. They were like... Weirdly, if you look at the picture of it, it's funny because it says an extinct group.
Yeah.
Obviously, a famous extinct group in Britain would be the Beatles.
Mm.
But this ant does have a sort of like a mop top. It's quite weird. Before the oldest known ants were found in France and Myanmar, they were preserved in amber, but this is still pretty exciting.
Yeah. Wow.
So that's our ant bit. Are you ready for this next story?
They've got weird mandibles.
Are you ready for the next story?
Go on, yeah.
If that's good news, I've got some bad news.
Oh.
Because a life due to global warming, and this is what really makes you think, this sort of stuff. A life-threatening tropical virus has been found in mozzies in Britain for the first time.
No!
No!
I always think it's something we can really be snobbish about with the rest of the world, as we haven't got any insects kicking out life-threatening stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And actually, it really explains why, you know, people, the spread of people around the world is to escape from things like that and
get
somewhere like here where... Mm. Oh,
it's a bit safer.
So it might be cold and that, and, you know... We don't get nice long summers, but at least we haven't got a fear that midges like you.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah, the mozzies are useless.
Early man would have said.
Yeah.
So, lads, hey, we haven't got to worry about them mozzies.
Yeah,
exactly.
Anyway, the UK Health Security Agency, the UK HSA, detected fragments of the West Nile virus in mosquitoes collected from the wetlands centre near the River Idle in Retford, Nottinghamshire. What's weird about that, I used to canoe that river as a child.
Right. Mm.
Hated it.
Yes.
Was forced to swim in it.
Mm. Busy with the mozzie or the midge?
No. Right. Leeches.
Oh.
Leeches in the River Idle.
Not
it's a
keen.
Vile little river.
Has it really got leeches?
It's got leeches in it. Yeah.
God, it's awful. Like heart of darkness up there. Yeah,
it really is. Stay away from there.
Yeah.
And the mead... The Maund and the Polter are the three rivers that meet at the confluence to form it. Lastly, ladies and gentlemen.
Tributaries.
There they are. There's a confluence. They form the River Idle.
Go on.
Lastly, good news for your future palate.
Mm-hmm.
They were looking for a while at replacing meat with insect burgers.
I remember that, yeah.
It's gone. They're environmentally just as unsound.
It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. That's it.
Too much mess.
The study suggests unless we actively prefer a cricket kebab, there is no compelling reason to introduce them. There we go. This is David Bowie, so don't face the strange changes.
No.
Just enjoy Mr. David Bowie.
Don't know what I was waiting for, and my time was running wild. A million dead end streets, and every time I thought I got it made, it seemed the taste was not so sweet.
caught a glimpse of how the others must see the faker. I'm much too fast to take that test.
Changes.
Turn and face the strange.
Changes.
Don't wanna be a richer man.
Changes.
Turn and face the strange.
Changes.
It's gonna have to be a different man. Time may change me. Change the sides, but never leave the stream of warm permanent sand. So the days float through my eyes, but still the days seem the same. And these children that you spit on as they try to change their worlds are immune to your consultations. They're quite aware what they're going through.
Changes.
Turn and face the strange.
Changes.
Don't tell them to grow up out of it.
Changes.
Turn and face the strange.
Changes.
Where's the shame you've left us up to her next to me? Time may change me. You can't trace time. Strange man.
Johnny Vaughan.
Radio X.
Did you see the stylish kids in the riot? Shoveled up like monks, set the nut on fire, wombles bleed, truncheons and shields. You know I cherish you, my love. Spread nasty disease around town. You cut on the houses with your trousers down. A head rush and in the bush. You know I cherish you, my love. Oh, I cherish you, my love. Tell me what can you want. Now you've got it all. I've seen as obscene. Time will strip it away. A year and a day. I'll build bones. Build bones. Knows what I really know. It's eating. Chewing me up, it's not right. The young lungs keep me coughing up blood. And it's all in my hands. And it's all up the walls. Sob, stale chips are up and the home stakes are down. It's all these ignorant faces that bring this town down. And the side of some cool with pride. But I pass myself down on my knees. Yes, I pass myself down on my knees. Now tell me what can you want. You've got it all. All the scenes have seen. Time will strip it away. A year and a day. And Bill Bones knows what I mean. A fewer, more distressing sights than that of an Englishman in a baseball cap. And we'll die in the class we were born. Well, that's a class of our own, my love. A class of our own, my love.
time to set the night on fire. One for me, truncheons and shields. You know I cherish you, my love. I cherish you, my love.
Oh, man. Time for Heroes, Libertines. Turns out Vinny wasn't the only person who was at Wimbledon at the weekend watching AFC Wimbledon get promoted. Turned out a bored Richie Wolfenden.
Moseyed on up there.
He's in London.
Yeah.
For him.
I can't believe
But him, also, he goes to football every weekend, remember?
Yeah.
When he's not broadcasting, he's at football, yeah?
Sure, yeah.
He was at a loose end this weekend with all London has to offer you. So I end up going to Wembley, like, you know.
Wimbledon, Walsall.
There's nothing quite like League Two football, let me tell you that. It's,
okay. I believe you. I believe it. I believe you.
By definition,
not top level.
So, do you have a nice time there?
Oh, it's great. And you know what? It's not as expensive as everyone said it's going to be for pints. It's okay. I've not been to Wembley for a long time, as an Everton fan.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, so, you know, we made the most of it.
He just thought, I'll go to Wembley and
for a drink.
Let's go for a drink up at Wembley.
It's cheaper for a pint in Wembley than it is in Leicester Square.
And you get a game of football to watch.
Lovely study of economics. But what I like is that the rest of London had no temptations for a man like Richie Wilford. Rich, what's on your show tonight?
Tonight on the Radio X Evening Show, we've got brand new music from Wet Leg. Wet Leg. And it's also Two for Tuesday. So back-to-back tracks from one of Radio X's favourite artists. Best enjoyed when driving your Lamborghini.
Okay.
Raiding up.
Richie Wolford and next.
Johnny Bourne's 4 till 7 fan. Radio X. Driving even a little too fast for the situation is a major cause of collisions, especially on country roads. Think. Don't let your speed creep.
Screwfix Sprint delivers from store to door in as little as 20 minutes. You finally found that perfect parking spot and you're ready to start work. But wait, you need a replacement part that's not in your van. Don't sweat it and don't move the van. Get moving on your job and we'll sprint over with exactly what you need before you can say, where's my spirit level? Screwfix Sprint delivers in as little as 20 minutes. Only $4.99 and only on the app. Conditions and geographical restrictions apply. Selected products.
Graham! Are you on Giffgaff or something?
Yeah! They just gave me 50 gigs of data for only £12 a month!
Is that why you're up a tree whistling like a blue tit?
Yeah! It just felt right!
Okay.
Now get a massive 50 gigs of data for only £12 a month from Giffgaff. 18-month commitment required. Terms and data roaming restrictions apply. See giffgaff.com/terms.
At Little Dish, we've spent years perfecting delicious, healthy, fresh meals guaranteed to be eaten by kids. Except when you sprinkle cheese on top instead of letting them do it, or if the Little Dish is served on the red plate or the yellow plate or the blue plate, or when you talk over them, or when they can't wear their Ranger antlers because it's summer and they're in the loft, or on Mondays or on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and potentially even Sundays. Good luck and Godspeed. Little Dish. Healthy food kids love. Find us in the chilled aisle.
Summer's heating up with People's Postcode Lottery, because in our June draws, you could win a share of £17.8 million. Could a big summertime win land in your postcode? Sign up before midnight on the 31st of May and find out. A share of £17.8 million could be yours, but only if your door is in the draw. People's Postcode Lottery, managed lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
Running a business and keeping it in good shape means being able to see what's going on, even when you're on the move. With Square, the point of sale system, you get a brilliant user-friendly app that lets you manage and monitor your business anytime and from anywhere. Join 4 million businesses worldwide at square.com. Square, business in better shape.
SquareUp Europe Limited is authorised by the Financial Conduct Authority under the Electronic Money Regulations 2011. Registered reference number 900846.
Aldi's British Sirloin is an absolute belter. It's dry-aged for 25 days in Cornish sea salt to make it taste proper banging. This bad boy melts in your mouth. It really is the business. Go all fancy with Aldi, specially selected.
Alex James, ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning.
Kick off with the Chris Moyle Show.
Are you going to see Oasis?
Am I going to see them?
Yeah, you're going to see them.
Where is it? Wembley?
Well, they're doing it all over, but yeah.
Yeah. Do you know what? It's a good shed, Wembley. I mean, the last few times Blur played in London, we've done Hyde Park.
Right.
Normally when you see a big band, it's at a festival in the field, but Wembley, you know, it was built for staging massive events, and the sound there is fantastic. No, I won't be going.
You're not going. That was a little bumble right there. No, yes, fantastic. No, I'm not going. They didn't come see us when I got to see them. The rivalry is back.
Listen on your radio and on Global Player.
Tomorrow morning from 6:30.
With Skoda. Jump into their electric range.
Right here on Radio X. We're nearly at the end of another 4 till 7 thing. But we haven't found out what we've learned yet.
Oh.
We've learned that a festival in a camper van is a game changer. Game changer. Ice for cocktails. The male toilets in Spain are for caballeros. Horsemen. Literally, gentlemen who own horses.
Chevalier. Right. Same thing, isn't
Chevalier,
it?
Chevalier, yeah.
Caballero.
Yeah, but for British people, just a gentleman.
Yeah.
Mind you, we'll probably find out that doesn't come from the word gentle. It probably comes from the word Jean.
Yeah.
Which is, I don't know what he owns pigs. When sherry tasting, you're encouraged to swallow. When vicars get together, they... What? I was going to say, so are they. When sherry tasting, you're encouraged to swallow. When vicars get together, they have yard of sherry competitions.
Yeah.
They don't, Harry. That's what...
Gavin, I'm just being silly.
Opined. Lieutenant General Bernard Freyberg showed contempt for danger. Churchill called him the salamander. Vin has a 100% record at Wembley.
Yeah.
The most borrowed book from Cambridgeshire Libraries last year was The Queen's Knickers, and ants are pretty old. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks for sending all your guesses for the act that wasn't as disgusting as Sunta thought it would be. In fact, what was it again?
I had a pickleback.
That's it. Thank you, Sunta. Thanks, Gav. Thanks, Harry. Thank you very much, Vin. Most of all, thanks to you for just some brilliant texts and for starting the week off in fine style. right here with the 4 till 7 thing. Richie Wolfenden's in for Daniel O'Connell. He's up next.
Chance to win a daily prize throughout the week, not just on Friday. With William Hill Vegas's bonus drop boost, every disc gets you closer to unlocking a Friday boost. Play 3 days and your Friday prize is doubled. Play six to triple it. So, are you ready to drop your disc? It's free to play. William Hill, Vegas, as it should be. Please play responsibly. One a day random prize claimed by 2359 Win Day. Valid 24 hours on selected games. T's and C's apply.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
When you run a small business, cash flow isn't just important for lasting growth. It's crucial. And that's one reason Square's point of sale system is such a popular choice with businesses everywhere. Because Square gives you quick access to your takings so you can keep things moving. Join 4 million businesses worldwide at square.com. Square.
business in better shape.
Fees apply. Square Up Europe Limited is authorised by the Financial Conduct Authority under the Electronic Money Regulations 2011. Registered reference number 900846.
Calling all young creatives. Kickstart your career in media. Apply now and join us in years 10 or 12 at Global Academy. GlobalAcademy.com.
Ah, summer's calling. The birds in the trees, the distant hum of a lawnmower, and the powerful blast of a pressure washer. Get all your outdoor jobs done with Screwfix. We've got powerful petrol mowers built to handle any garden, top-notch tools for every job, quality outdoor paint for the perfect finish, and pressure washers to tackle the toughest of grime. We've got all the big brands like Titan, Karcher, Mountfield, Ronseal, and Fortress, all at great prices. Shop on the app, online, or in-store at Screwfix.
It's your home, darling. Let's make it fabulous. High scoring isn't my forte, but there's no arguing with Trustpilot ratings. Shutterly Fabulous have an expert team of fitters who specialise in one thing, simply gorgeous window shutters. Made to measure, hand-finished, and expertly installed. Make your home Shutterly Fabulous. So don't give up, darling. Book a free consultation with our expert shutter fitters today.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
The Radio X Evening Show. Radio
X. Nice one, Johnny Vaughan and the 4 till 7 Fan Gang. They are back tomorrow, but it's Rich Wolfenden with you now. For Dan O'Connell on the Radio X Evening Show. And Dan's not here, but we're still babysitting his features. Two for Tuesday. It's two of your favourite Radio X artists. Back to back. That's coming up a little bit later after Green Day. Yeah, coming down like an Armageddon flame. The shame, the ones who